This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. We'll have Jonathan Ornelas coming up at 5:20, the Expressway. We'll talk with the Rangers infielder. It's time now, though, for an edition of Football's Finest, and here's Wolchuk in for the Chief.
Oh, yes, we've got Malik Hooker, who, of course, was on last week talking with Keyshawn Johnson on his podcast, and the big news coming out of that was the Micah Parsons clip that went viral. As he, you know, made the comments about Micah and what's the focus, when really he did say he didn't have a problem with Micah doing the podcast. But there was also a part in which Keyshawn was asking him the order of operations with the Cowboys having several players now that need new contracts. Dak being one, Micah being one, Zach Martin and CeeDee Lamb. So here was Malik Hooker being asked to rank the order in which he would pay these Cowboys.
Well, I'm gonna just go ahead and say this now. Micah should be. Micah, he shouldn't be yet. I wouldn't put Micah yet. I feel like Micah. I feel like we still got a lot to prove. From Micah, still has a lot to prove. Like he's done a great job his first couple years in the league. Don't get me wrong. He's a fantastic player, but I feel like Micah still has a surface that he don't even know that he can scratch as far as what he's doing. So I would say Micah. I would say Micah's last. I'll probably say Zach Martin would be at. After Micah, for the simple fact of like Zach, he's done what he's done in the league, and you know he is who he is. Like, you know, he's gonna be there. I would probably say CD first. Let me just go there. I'll probably say CD. You got to look at what's going on around the league right now. Like all these big time receivers are getting paid, and in my mind, like CD, I'm not saying he's better than these guys, but I feel like he has shown up in certain situations more than these guys have, in my personal opinion.
So and you I, go CD. Up, So you'll go CD1.
I'll go CD1. You can interchange Zach and Dak at two for other reasons. You can interchange both of them, I feel like. And then, like I said,
so you'd rather pay an offensive lineman than the quarterback?
Yeah, I feel like because of the simple fact of when Zach Martin ain't out there, you see how it is for him. Like it's rough because not only just for his performance, that confidence for guys around him, Zach Martin gives a lot of those offensive guys confidence to go out there and be able to perform how they do.
So I thought that was one. I agree with him. I think CD is the one that will get paid first and probably should get paid first because, as we've discussed, and Dak had, you know, talked today about his contract, like he's not worried about that and he shouldn't be. That's going to get handled, whether it's with the Cowboys this year or he's with another team. He's going to get his money. But I do think some people would be like, wouldn't you say the quarterback should be paid? Like, if that's the dude, right, wouldn't you put the quarterback at number one of the priorities?
Especially because you don't have any franchise tag options.
Right. Like, that's one you kind of need to get done. And I know how the fan base feels about that. But I liked how he ranked it. I would have done the same thing with CD, one, then Dak, and then Zach Martin, because we don't know. One, does Zach Martin, is this his last year? Does he plan on retiring? He has talked about that as well. And then Micah, because you've still got years of control for Micah. Micah will get done eventually as well, but that's not one that you're in a rush to do. But it was interesting. I think most people would just put the quarterback at one.
I mean, I think if you're looking at it like, you know, players that are the best at their position in the league that you have on your team, CeeDee is the closest to that. I think Micah Parsons, it's very interesting after year three going into year four, where are you in that pantheon of great players? It looks like in the month of September, you're the absolute best. By the time we get to December and January, it hasn't been there. There's a consistency factor. There is a sack total factor for him. You know, to not even be over 15 sacks once yet, I don't think you deserve to be in that conversation.
I agree. I mean, I think that Micah's proven he is one of the most dynamic defensive players in the league. But I think he even knows and has acknowledged this. There is another level he needs to still get to. And I think Malik Hooker saying that he is just scratching the surface, I think is absolutely true.
Yeah. I mean, you're scratching the surface, but are you going to get there? You know, are you going to reach your
potential?
That's
the question. Right now you're going into year four.
I mean, I don't know how much better of a player he's gotten, and he's only going to start getting older, right? So now is the point in your career that if you're not adding things to your toolkit and being an absolute demon when it comes to film preparation and putting in all of the details and the hard work, you don't age well. You know, that is an athlete's position. And, you know, athlete positions, they don't play well into their 30s unless they're absolute technicians and have a love and a passion for trying to get better every day. I just don't get that feeling right now.
Well, yeah, I think that illustrates why there might be some people that wonder about, is that a player that you should pay? Like, he gets the first $50 million defensive contract. You know, is he putting in that extra effort to maximize all of his potential? Because the God-given talent's there, and right now he's getting that. But that is the question mark. Now, when you start getting later on into the season and your body's wearing down, because he said it himself, he's an undersized edge rusher. Is he able to maintain that high level of play when it starts to matter most late in the season and you're into the playoffs? Because, hey, I get it. Dak Prescott's going to get a lot of the blame. I said it earlier. The postseason has become a win-loss stat for quarterbacks, but your best defensive player also statistically has not produced numbers in the playoffs either. One sack in four playoff games. You need to see more from that guy as well.
You absolutely do. And I don't know if you're going to get it at this point. Big fan. Wish that he would, you know, be the kind of leader that you want. But if you're talking about setting an example for everybody on that team and somebody that's not super liked, you don't hear people running to the defense of Micah Parsons at all. So you've had a lot of things said in this offseason that have exposed. I think there's some static in there. And if you're going to make a guy who's not well-liked, doesn't lead by example, doesn't lead with his words, you're going to make him the top-paid player, then I need the answer to be on the field so overwhelming in his favor. And it's not. There's not a consistency there. He doesn't do it against great teams. He doesn't do it in big moments. I think it would absolutely be a big winning play for the Cowboys to move on from him now. Because you wait another year, there's another controllability, there's another failed December. The value is going to decrease significantly.
Jerry talked about leaves that have to fall before he makes decisions on this stuff, right? He'd like to see more. Remember that press conference?
Yeah, and since then we've gotten some receiver deals done.
That's what I was going to ask you here. Do you feel like you've gotten more leaves falling for receivers or quarterbacks?
I think the Goff deal got done at quarterback, so there's one to check off.
Cousins? Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence as well. I mean, I think it's pretty even. I think you've seen Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson get done at receiver, and you saw Lawrence and Goff get done at quarterback.
Waddle was another one.
Yeah, Waddle.
To me, what market is the clearest for one of these players to get done?
Receiver.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what's kind of, I don't quite understand why they're having problems with Lamb right now. Because to me, the one market that's the clearest, if you start to slot him, you know, start calling the names of the top paid ones.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Hill, Waddle, Adams, Kupp. Devont, I mean, start just the names. I think you have a better and a clearer picture of where he fits in with wide receivers as he does, as you do with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why, to me, I don't understand why this one has taken so long.
Yeah, I think that this is one where we're going to get out there to Oxnard. And
I can understand the quarterback one. I can understand the quarterback
one. Especially if they want to wait and see what happens this year.
Yeah. But the wide receiver one, Jerry said it himself. I need to see more leaves fall. You have a clear understanding of where your guy fits in the hierarchy of wide receivers. And you still are struggling with this right now. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
Right. I mean, like Jefferson's at 35, Brown's at 32. It's going to be somewhere in between there.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere in between there.
Yep.
And like I say, depending on what do you think Lamb's better than St. Brown from the Lions?
Yes.
Okay. He's better than Waddle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where it can, that's kind of, I think Waddle is the last one. Waddle at 28 is the last. That's the floor, as they say, right? Isn't that the floor? Ceiling is Jefferson. So to me, you have a clear path of where this number needs to fall for you.
Right. I think it's a minimum of 32.
A minimum of 32. So unless they just want to completely clear the decks here.
Which, again, and reset
the whole damn thing.
Go for it. But your best, if you're going to do that, moving Micah Parsons is also something that you should do.
Yeah.
Because that's your best trade chip.
Yeah.
When it comes to, I'm going to get the most in return for Micah Parsons. That's the way that you should go. If you want to rebuild this thing, that's the way to do it.
It's going to sound bad. I don't know if Lamb has the stomach to hold out. To get a new contract.
Like he'd just be itching to get back on the field.
I don't know if it's itching or there's something you have to have this resolve about yourself. And I don't know. I think Dak.
You can't let it be on top of your mind so much. And it's clear it was last year in the playoffs. And it's clear it is right now. He's telling everybody, I don't want to answer any questions about it. It's a sensitive subject. So it's weighing on you heavily. You need some relief.
I think that Dallas is betting on he's going to be the one that caves. I think that's, if I had to just guess, I would think the front office is, if they had to stack it, they're saying the tough one's going to be Dak. It's not going to be CD.
I don't know why you would want to make your players frustrated if you never win these things. They need a win. They need somebody to cave.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if I'm a player of the Cowboys, I'm calling your bluff.
I think the agent agent says, dude, just go on another vacation. You're fine. Don't think about this at all. Trust me, they are going to cave. It's just a couple of more weeks, a couple of more months, but it's just a matter of time.
I think the Cowboys are betting that Lamb caves.
I mean, they insisted you wore number 88. They're not going away from you. Yeah. I would just continue to ask for the most amount of money, and eventually we'd get the Cowboys to cave there.
So we're getting closer 10 days away from the new College Football 25 game coming out from EA Sports. We had an announcement today from Arch Manning, and he actually did this with his uncle Eli. And here was the clip of Arch making an announcement.
All right, here we go. Let's go Gun, Far, Simmon, Right, Nasty, Z, Riz, F, Whirly, Bird, Alert, Scarecrow. All right, use a little cadence here. All right, you ready?
Are you sure about this?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the best way to focus on football, right? So get your eyes on the safety. Be vocal out there.
Yes, coach. I mean, Uncle E.
It's better.
Green 18. Green 18. Omaha. It's a hunt.
Ready.
All right, there he is. There he is. Now. Boom. Touchdown.
Now that's why you're in the game.
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
Whew. We could have just run four verts.
That's pretty well done.
It was good.
It always surprises me that Eli Manning has some acting chops.
I know. And, of course, he's sitting there playing the game. Arch has shoulder pads and a headset on while he's playing. It's pretty great. But Arch Manning will be in EA College Football 25. I don't know that we really had any doubts that he wouldn't be part of the game. But you can add his name among other players.
Okay. I wasn't going to say anything, but the 214 pointed it out. Sounds just like Eli. He loves to have that.
He does.
That weird sound as well.
He did sound just like
You don't want that.
That's South Louisiana, by the way.
Is that what that is?
That's New Orleans. Yeah. That's where Eli's from, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
Sounds like it's just his tongue's too big for his mouth. I didn't, you know, detect any regional dialect.
Like he just got his tongue pierced.
Yeah.
He can't swollen wall.
Stuck to the roof of his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so Quinn will be part of the game. Now, Daniel Jeremiah is doing early scouting on these quarterbacks. So sure I talked is. About Shador yesterday.
Sure he did.
He's got the Quinn Ewers scouting report out now. 6'2", 205. Here's what he said about Quinn Ewers, who's the starting quarterback at Texas. What I liked, I love Ewers' urgency and tempo in the pocket. He has very quick feet as he sets up, and he can slide laterally or climb vertically to avoid free rushers. He has a quick three-quarter release point, and the ball really pops out of his hands without much strain or effort. Throws with anticipation in the middle of the field. He excels on run-pass options because of his quick hands and decision-making, and he also throws a beautiful deep ball where he needs to improve. I love how quickly he sees the field, but there are times where his feet can be late to marry his eyes. We talked about that, Brian, when we were watching him last year at Texas.
Sure did. We were watching those receivers at Texas.
We did, which impacts his accuracy, and that's 100% spot on. For example, he'll start a read to the right, quickly get his eyes back to the middle of the field, and deliver the ball before aligning his feet in that direction. He does. He'll have a little happy feet there as he sits in the pocket.
Hard to be accurate like that.
Biggest takeaway, though, he reminds him of Baker Mayfield.
Oh, geez.
The more game tape I watched, the more I thought of Baker. Both guys have a quick twitch in everything they do, seeing the field, setting up in the pocket, and delivering the ball. Now, Baker was the number one overall pick, and he has had a resurgence with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They just gave him a deal. He went ahead and won a playoff game last year, had a chance to win a second one, played pretty well against the Lions there, but they lost. Is that bad?
Like, why does Baker Mayfield, why does this Quinn Ewers as compared to Baker Mayfield sound like he needs to be drafted at 54?
Yeah.
And not in the top three or the top five.
You're drafting a guy in the top five. You want a chance of special.
I think Daniel is hedging his bets a little bit. He's talking positively about Quinn Ewers. He doesn't want to say anything negative. But if you tag me as Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking
you're not a top 10 guy. Same thing with yesterday, Shador. He's comparing him to Geno.
Yeah.
Took him 5 years just to figure out that he's just a journeyman. He needs to play conservative so he can keep his job. Mm. I don't need that.
Yeah.
If you told me, hey, you could draft Baker Mayfield, I think I would kind of say, what are my other options?
Now, keep in mind, Arch Manning's behind him. You know, Arch Manning can't beat out this guy. I'm sorry. You know, I'll be surprised.
I would not be surprised, though. Texas is picked to do great things in the SEC West. If something were to happen where they struggle a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised to see Arch Manning get some opportunity to play. Sure.
Well, and then
the journey started.
Quinn's not going in the first round, right? Because that means Quinn Ewers isn't playing well.
I think Quinn Ewers has got some Spencer Rattler in him. And I mean like the hype, and it ends up not being the hype.
Man, I mean,
just too inconsistent.
It just never happened with Spencer.
Am I right about Spencer? Spencer Rattler had a ton of hype about him,
but it never happened for him at Oklahoma. Quinn's at least got a Big 12 championship game, played pretty well against Washington in the semifinal. Like, Quinn's established himself. Spencer Rattler never did at Oklahoma and then had to transfer.
A lot of hype.
But there was a lot of hype.
Yep. A lot of hype.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck. Football's finest. Every afternoon, 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation, unless we have a special guest. Okay, we're going to hit the expressway. We'll have a conversation with Jonathan Ornelas, Rangers third baseman. Had a couple of hits Friday night, looking good out there. And we'll do that. And then give you the top stories from the world of sports today, including some more audio from the Klay Thompson Mavericks press conference heard earlier today. It's coming up next, the expressway here in the Nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. And it's time now for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As third baseman Jonathan Ornelas joins us now here on your home of the champs. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's been great watching the results recently. Winners of four in a row. Do you guys feel like you're starting to turn the corner there?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the team's kind of getting on a roll here, and the guys are starting to heat up, and it's just awesome to be a part of that and watch the guys get hot, huh?
So we know you've always been awesome when it comes to the glove. What have you been working on at the plate to try and get the bat going a little bit?
I think a big thing for me has always been trying to think less in the box, trying to, you know, keep it simple, see the ball, hit the ball, because this game's already hard enough. So,
Jonathan, when you talk about, you know, when you come up in during the season and stuff, how does it work for you on that? Like, you know, do you always, when you're down in the minor leagues and then you know, hey, I've got to do this to get back up, and then you get the call, is it difficult to have to think that it could be a start for me and then be difficult and then go back? And how do you deal with that on an everyday basis?
I think kind of just taking it day by day. Definitely, it's definitely tough sometimes not knowing how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you kind of embrace it because, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. It's a blessing to be even in this position. So kind of just getting my work in every day and staying ready for when those opportunities come up.
What's it like, kind of like being a team leader in the minor leagues and then getting a call up and you're the young guy or you're the rookie or whatever it might be, a totally different role?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the roles are completely reversed. I mean, it's awesome down in the minor leagues, kind of helping the younger guys kind of like with their routines and things that they have to do in order to play at the highest level. And up here, I mean, it's just awesome learning from those guys that already been through all that, like Seager, Sammy, and guys that play the same positions as me, and kind of picking their brains and just learning everything that they do on a daily basis in order to perform.
What are some of the things that you've picked up most from getting to talk with guys like Seager and Simeon?
I think a couple things. One is just a routine, like establishing a routine that you never kind of like go away from, like regardless of what can happen. So I know Simeon always does like a post-game routine, like getting his body right, because the body is an important thing. Sometimes, you know, you might have a really bad game, you might have a really good game, but your body's still gonna need your body tomorrow. So regardless of what happens today, you have to prepare yourself for tomorrow, because what happened today is over. And then I just think like the mental side as well, like one of those things, I think that they, when they're going really well, they're really not thinking about anything. Kind of like I was talking about that I'm working on. So just those couple things.
Is that stuff like you're with Jonathan, when you're looking like, you know, exit velocity? I was talking with somebody about you at the Rangers and stuff like that, and you know, trying to get you to hit more line drives and stuff because your exit velocity has been pretty good, and instead of hitting more of the ground balls and stuff like that, trying to hit more line drives.
Yeah, I think it's hard for me because I've always been such a steep bat path kind of guy. Sure. To try to backspin those baseballs. But I think that's something that also makes me pretty good. Like, I think I'm one of those guys that I wouldn't say I'd rather miss on the ground, but balls on the ground always have more of a chance of getting through or making something happen than missing a ball in the air. So I think as much as I would love to get the ball in the air more, because, I mean, that's more doubles, more homers, more a lot of things, I think the ball on the ground is kind of something that with some good extra velo, it's always going to be, you know, it's not always a bad thing.
I'd love to get your thoughts on the minor league experience, because I've only read and heard horror stories about what the minor league's like, the food, the bus rides. I'm sure the gap is huge from when you're coming up and enjoying the first class service there with the Rangers. So what's it like daily going through the minor league grind?
It's definitely different. It's definitely a whole 360, but not all of it's bad. I mean, the minor leagues, it's where you build connections, you build relationships with people who become lifelong friends. I mean, it's just you meet people everywhere you go. Even you play some really nice places, you play some places that aren't very nice, but the hotels aren't that bad. I mean, it's not fun sharing a room with other guys when you're kind of in your late 20s or whatnot. But at the same time, like, those are some of the things that I feel like as a baseball player you're going to miss when you're done playing. So that on that aspect is it's not too bad. The food can be really good, but then there's sometimes where it's but like, I mean, people, they complain a lot, but it's not like they're feeding us really, really bad food. It's just sometimes it's not always to people's taste. So if you like are feeling a steak one day and we get barbecue, like, you're just gonna have to go out and get something else. But for the most part, like, you just have to embrace it, because it's awesome. It's an amazing journey. It's a blessing to be in that position. So, I mean, as much as it's not the big leagues, I mean, it's just awesome to even go through that.
Where's the best barbecue you had out there on the road?
On the road is tough. I want to say it wasn't on the road. It was at home. It was when I was in Frisco in 22. There's a place called Hard Eight.
Yeah,
that
go.
I really liked.
Yeah,
that
there
place
we go.
Was phenomenal.
Heck yeah. So yeah. You mentioned the roommate situation. We deal with that as well when we travel and we go out to, say, Ranger Spring Training or Oxnard. Was there a player? I mean, you don't have to necessarily give names. You don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but a bad roommate experience?
Honestly, I can say that I never really have had a bad roommate. I've always had some good ones. The good thing is that I've always gotten lucky and I've been able to choose. And usually when you choose, that person should choose you back. So I have been fortunate enough to be in that good position, because sometimes it gets a little awkward if you're like, oh, I want a room with this guy. And that guy's like, well, I am actually rooming with somebody else.
Hey, Jonathan, someone told you that you're bilingual. Does that help as a baseball player?
Absolutely. I think it's a massive help. I mean, when I'm in Arizona during spring training, or even in the off season when some young Latin guys are there, I help translate, and anything that needs to get through to them, I can help translate it. I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, knowing two different languages is it's a big thing. And even in the real world, like any jobs away from baseball, but here it definitely helps because there's a lot of Spanish speakers, so I can use it anywhere I go.
Well, do you ever like not translate the right way? Do you ever look at the person and just go, wait a minute, I'm not translating that for you right there? Or do you ever like do you ever say it in a way like, no, bro, you're gonna get yourself in trouble saying it that way. Let me help you out here. I'll say it this way, kinda keep you on the path.
No, yeah, for sure. There's been some things where a guy says something and I know exactly what he means.
Yeah.
But if I translate it literally, then it's gonna sound very like, it might sound like a cocky kind of way, or just like not in the way they mean it. So I'm like, okay, let me rephrase what they're saying I know the way that they're saying it.
It's Jonathan Ornelas here with you on your home of the Rangers.
So you had committed to go to the University of Tennessee before you signed out of high school. Did you follow the Volunteers? Like, were you watching them just win the College World Series at all? Do you kind of pull for them still?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm still in contact with the head coach who recruited me, Tony Vitello. So I gave him a little text to congratulate him and all that good stuff. And I know a couple guys that were in Round Rock, because I was there at the time when all that was going down. Jax Biggers played at Arkansas, but he got recruited by Vitello. And then Jansen Witte, I remember he said that, I think he also, I don't know if he played against Vitello and knew him really well, or he got recruited by him as well. So there was a bunch of guys that knew him, so it was awesome. Like, we took a picture and sent it to him, and it was cool.
Hey, Jonathan, is he as intense as he looks? I mean, I watch these. I went to school at LSU baseball, you know, and so I follow along all these SEC. He seems like he's super intense. That the guy there in Tennessee.
Yeah, I would say he's just he it's his love for the game. It's the passion sure. that he brings every day, for sure. I do think he's intense because he wants to win. I think that right. ultimately he's the kind of guy that really doesn't like to lose at all. And he really turned around that program from day one. I mean, it's just crazy to see that in 2017, 2018, they went from having a losing record and all that to, I mean, I think they made a regional the first year that he was there. So, I think he's always been that way because he has high expectations for himself.
How'd you get this nickname of Juice, and why the hell do you and Josh Smith both have the same nickname? Do you guys fight over this?
No, we honestly have never talked about it because up here, nobody knows that my nickname is Juice, but everybody in AAA and in the minor leagues, that's what they call me, is Juice Man. So I want to say that it started when I was in high school. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember the story behind it, but I remember talking to Jared Sandler about this, and he said, do you think it had anything to do with your initials being the opposite of J-O, so OJ? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure that probably had something to do with it, but I forgot exactly the reason. But I don't think anybody up here knows that my name is Juice, so I just try to keep that to myself so nobody gets upset.
All right, Juice Man. Well, speaking of Jared Sandler, I've got some audio of Jared here that we want to play for you, and he is describing a current Rangers teammate of yours, okay? So we're going to play the audio for you, and then I want you to guess which teammate he's talking about and describing here.
Okay.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
That's funny. I would say that's not a teammate who's here with me anymore. He's actually was in Round Rock to start the year, and then he went overseas to play overseas. Elia Hernandez.
Oh, Elia Hernandez is a good guess. We have not gotten that one, but no, it is a current Rangers teammate of yours.
Okay.
Right now, so you can go one more guess, and then after that, I guess we're just gonna have to leave it open ended until we talk with you again.
Okay. The other guess that I would have would be Leody.
Not Leody. Oh, keep pondering that. When we get you back on the show,
good guess.
We'll do it again with you.
Okay.
Jonathan, and by the way, out there in left field, Hurtado Barbecue. You know, nothing against a Hard Eight, but it's a pretty dang good restaurant for barbecue you have right there in the yard.
Okay, Hurtado. I'm going to keep that in mind.
There he goes. Jonathan Ornelas, thanks for joining us here on your home of the Rangers, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you guys for having me. You too.
Thank you.
What's he get, Brian?
Yeah, he's going to get some Pluckers wings. We're going to give him a $100 gift certificate. They got 8 Pluckers in the DFW location, so hopefully he'll go out and enjoy him some wings. And thanks to the Rangers, and thanks for Jonathan for being on with us today.
Yeah, it was outstanding. We'll get to the top news stories here. I am flirting with the idea, by the way, of saying the Rangers have broken out. I think I just need a couple of more games here, but they're getting healthy. It's a sure's day. Max on the hill tonight. I think there's some excitement to be had there. But you have Langford swinging the stick now. At the same time, Seager is there. Josh Jung coming back. The Texas Rangers show brought to you by Globe Life and by Golden Chick. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? How close are you guys to saying the Rangers are back now?
Well, man, we're 5.5 games back. You know, and it for a while there, it didn't look very. I just have this faith that this division is still there for the taking. And if the Rangers could find a way to have a really nice week here, you know, take some games here from the Angels, go to Houston, take 2 or 3 from them, I will feel a lot better after the All-Star break of the second half in them and maybe going out and win this division. So I'm dancing with you on this one.
I mean, the depths of where we were a couple of weeks ago, it feels almost surreal that there, now you're 4 games from 500 again, and you're just one great week there from eclipsing that and setting yourself up for success from the final 60
games.
Yeah,
that the 1-6 road trip that they had, I mean, that hurt me a little bit right there.
Yeah.
That one stung me, and I was thinking about waving the flag, but then I thought, man, this division is for the taking, and they'll find a way. They will find a way as a team. You got to trust the manager. You got to trust the GM. You got to trust them players.
When I was out and they hit that 6-game losing streak, you didn't bail on that?
I was struggling bad, and I was teetering, watching the games every night.
Teetering pretty hard.
I was, but But I watched that four-game set against Baltimore, and I'm sitting there thinking,
just didn't play badly.
They didn't play. The first night they played poorly, but other than that, they had a chance in all three. And yeah. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to give up on this thing yet.
I think something turned out there, and now we're starting to see the early fruits of it. Some balls going their way, some balls flying out of the yard with guys on base, and you know, another offensive outburst last night. What do you think? The Franklin injury attorney text line is open for you. The other big story of the day, though, Mavs presser, and you know, we've heard from the guys Najee and Quentin Grimes and Klay Thompson. We'll hear a little bit more from Klay here in just a second. But how about Michael Finley? What conversation did you have with Klay about making a move after being an all-star playing somewhere else? Here's Finley.
Well, to answer your question, we talked about this at dinner, and it wasn't about the basketball. I talked to him more about the experience and the veteran leadership that he can bring to the team. The difference is he was a champion going to a different team, and I was a guy trying to get a championship. But the experience and veteran leadership, we do have a commonality there. And I think with Klay, he can bring that experience, that knowledge for the young kid, I mean, for the young players, as well as Luka and Kai. So experience is key, and I think he brings that to the table.
Finley went through that, an incredible player. It was interesting that it was him more than Nico today. You know, I do find that interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if Nico was out and about.
Might have summer leaguing it.
Tying up some stuff that they had going on. But yeah, nice to see Finn get an opportunity to sit in front of the media and talk a little bit.
A rising star as an executive. He was a heck of a player early in those Mavs years. It was a lot of fun when it started to come around. It was him, you know, and Dirk. And it really looked like, you know, Finley had a chance to be one of the straws that stirred that drink. But, you know, I think specifically here with Klay Thompson, the thing that's exciting is that championship leadership. And, you know, Kyrie has a little bit of that, but now there's another voice in the locker room that's been there.
Yeah,
and when those absolutely. Guys that have been there speak, and they're cool dudes like Kyrie and Klay are, it's easy to follow players like that. And for such a young team, you know, and outside of Klay and Kyrie, still just a massively young team, I think it's invaluable to have those kind of dudes around. Klay Thompson, what's the relationship like between you and Luka? Here's Cut 32 from their presser.
He texts me saying how excited he is, and I relay the same message back, and I think there's definitely a mutual respect there. I mean, I remember seeing him at the end of the West Finals in 2022, and I told him just how much I loved his game and how he really elevates his teammates and sky's the limit for his ability. And I think that resonated well with him, and he was real gracious in defeat. And I just appreciate someone who is not afraid of the moment and competes till the end, and Luka fits that bill. So I think we'll be able to bring the best out of each other. I really do.
Yeah, I think, you know, that has a chance to be very powerful, because it's hard for superstars to trust teammates. And at times, you know, in the finals, I feel like Luka felt like he had to do it all on his own. There's no reason to lose faith in a guy like Klay Thompson. If he misses 10 shots in a row, you throw him the ball 10 more times and expect him to make all of them.
Yeah, they had some clips from practice today. He went out in the court, and it just seemed like that he had a couple opportunities. That thing just left his hand, and it was just nothing but net. And so
yeah, pure.
I just feel like they're combining two players here to make one. When they start to build their, you know, that you lose Jones, and you lose the defense, and you lose a little bit of ability maybe to make some shots. But now you're combining. You go out and you get a couple players, and it's like maybe Klay doesn't have to play elite level defense. As long as he's knocking down shots, that's all that's going to matter here. And so to me, that I give me that. I there's so many times in the last 4 minutes of these games, I'm sitting there, we're all sweating them, and they need a shot. They need a shot. They need a shot. Klay Thompson will get you a shot.
Yeah.
And he will make sure he'll hit that dagger three that gets the game to your side of the ledger.
Mm-hmm. And Grimes and Marshall will be close to Derrick Jones Jr. defensively and a better shooter.
I just think it's two for one here right now is what I think they're dealing with.
Quality wings with size, shot-making ability, defense. They got three of them and only lost one. So I think it's overall a net win for the Mavs. It's time now, a net win for us. LA Live, Lucius Alexander. The pick.
I'm here juggling, bro. Trying to get it done.
Got them chainsaws going in there, huh?
Yeah. And I can hear the rhythm in Dawson's voice. I'm like, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, crap.
Clear
yeah.
sign.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. It's a Toxic Tuesday in L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Hey.
Everybody get high.
I guess a fellow like Rick Middleton really wanted to play badly against the Rangers.
Yeah, well.
Well, if you'd have won, you'd have been playing the Rangers.
Yeah, if my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle.
Is that the great Don Cheney?
That is Don Cherry right there.
Don Cheney.
Cherry.
Cherries, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that was.
What did I say, Cheney?
Yeah, yeah,
Cherry,
yeah.
Don Cherry.
Cherry, Cherry yeah. yeah. It's all good. Just to make sure I was right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that is before my time.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
He had on a big old, like, the knot on his tie. Like, yes. It was like a very 1970s
yes.
outfit on.
Very much so. Like, yeah. You can smoke during the press conferences
yeah.
and everything.
Was, yeah.
Hand me that Miller Lite over there yeah. during the press conference.
Anybody got a smoke yeah. here? Yeah. What's your question there, Sparky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Let's see. LA Live for Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. Not Cherry, not I don't know, man.
Cherry, it's Don.
It's Don Cherry.
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 Yeah, Cherry.
Jeez, dude. Yeah, this is Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Did we give the on-time expert some love for sponsoring the whole expressway?
We sure
definitely have
did.
Now.
All right.
Yeah. I think I did.
Hey, I can't remember, man.
Me either. He just went right to
That's
you.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind. Dawson.
Yeah.
Mr. General.
Sir?
Your girl.
What
Bad
happened?
Bobby.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
You seen that?
Uh-huh.
She was physically assaulted by her ex-boyfriend
man.
Over the weekend.
Idiot.
Yeah.
She appreciate a saint like her.
That's your girl, bro. That yeah. is your girl.
Yeah.
And I say this is Dawson's girl because...
What did I say?
I'm not going to go over it.
I explained
I'm gonna
it
I'm going
to
say goodbye to you, sir. And if you'd like to come back at the top of the hour, we'll take a damn listen to it. How about that? Or do you want to catch me outside?
Are you serious?
You said, what did I say?
What did I say?
What did I say?
Gosh.
What didn't you say, Mickey?
He chose violence on that day.
He sure did. Yeah,
he had me up to my wit's end. I think that was the last time we spoke.
Yeah, she shared the footage of the assault on social media. Then she deleted it.
Oh, no.
It shows Levon, I believe his name is Levon.
Levon Helm.
Physically assaulting her. I don't know if you guys have seen the photos or not, but Google them joints up.
Man.
He was dragging her by the hair and everything.
Oh, no. Ooh, that's a bad look.
Gave her an eye jammy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's bad.
They were stomping our ears together. He was just doing a lot. They've been separated since May, by the way, Dawson. But
okay.
She deleted it and she put out a statement where she like, she feels sorry for him. Said he's going to get some help and all this other stuff. So she's still standing by her man.
Ooh. I don't know if that's a good sign.
No. Just want to give you an update on that. Oh, and Ryan Garcia threatened to beat up Bad Barbie's baby daddy. So she does have some, you know, some back out here. Broadus, do you have her? Do you follow her on OnlyFans at all?
I do not, but I'll make a note of that.
Man, totally closed the eye.
Yeah, he gave her eye jammy,
yeah,
bro.
It's bad.
Mm, he stopped their ears together.
Oof. Mm.
He mollywopped her, bro. Respectfully.
And she's like forgiving him and stuff.
Yeah,
thing?
she's already copping pleas for him.
Wow.
Shooting him some bail. But yeah, she's got OnlyFans and her OnlyFans went up. She made like 18 mil in a short week, bro.
There she goes.
My goodness, she's that rich.
Yeah, she's papered up.
These gals crushing. Got us. They got us hooked.
Yeah, I think she was. What was it? A $9 million, $7 million, $15 million? I think. Record contract where she can make music like this.
Oh my God, Ronnie. White J's, white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. High bitch, high bitch, high bitch, high bitch. I do not sniff it or roll it.
I don't
do not when I pull it. No. I do not run, I reload.
I'd rather listen to Drake's kid, man.
Oh, yeah, I love that. So don't good. Talk to my man like that.
That's in that AI stuff there.
What happened to Drake's son? Come to his defense?
No, he was on the album. Little quick snippet, and it's really cool. Don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you lick it. My man. Yeah, he goes hard, bro. Let's see here. Let me get my vibes right so we can get into this situations. Okay. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there on social media, don't be afraid to hit me up, Shorty. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can find me on Facebook. Social media, you can find me at Lucky Lucius P. Or you can find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, and all of our handles are in the bio. Bang. Our winner right here is a very patient man dealing with a new neighbor. Well, she's been there for 30 years. He's the new neighbor. Mm-hmm. And she's laying down some rules for him. This is via the doorbell cam.
The new neighbor, isn't it?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Now, let me tell you the way you should behave in this neighborhood. I'm 35 years here in this neighborhood, and I can't have any changes, right?
Can't.
Rule one.
Sorry.
You can't have guests more than 3 people at one time. Mm. Only 3. And quiet. Okay?
You're holding. This is my house.
Yeah, this is your house. But your house is in my neighborhood.
Come on, bro.
And I live here for 35 years.
That's a bar.
And I'm not going to have all kinds of people coming to this place to change the rules. You can't.
God.
Another thing. You cannot have sex with anybody here. Because I can hear everything. If you're having sex with any woman, I can hear it, and I will come and knock on your door.
No.
Okay?
What house
and
do you
no
live in?
And no barbecue in the garden. No barbecue in the garden. No party.
Well, excuse me. What house do you live in again?
Just next door to you.
Okay.
Well, and from my window, I can see everything you do.
Everything.
Okay. I even have, like, yeah, no, I can look, and I can see everything.
No.
I'm going to need to see your husband and your sons if you're going to talk to me like that, ma'am.
I thought that was a dude.
No, you can't.
I can't. I assume she's got some muscle backing her to be making claims like this,
I
right?
I mean, you
got
to be.
Yeah.
You got to be. Or the Homeowners Association.
It's your house, but it's my neighborhood.
We check that fine print.
That's a bar. Yeah. It's your house, but my neighborhood. Let's see here. It's a Toxic Tuesday. I talked about this yesterday for a quick second. Boxer Shakur Stevenson is mad at everyone is talking about his fights and how boring they are. He's upset. He was on Twitter and Instagram all night long responding to people about this because he did win. He's one of those Mayweather type of fighters, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Defensive.
Yeah,
and I'll point you.
Hit and not get hit type of thing. But it's not looking good. He's getting defensive. His points. It's just not looking good.
Well, you're not going to get paid like that.
You're not getting paid.
Unless you're the absolute best at it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mayweather had to be a bulldog at first before he became Money Mayweather. Mm-hmm. He was Pretty Boy, and Pretty Boy was coming at you the whole time.
Okay.
And then he became Money Mayweather, started, you know, scoring points and making these big, huge fights.
Yeah.
And now all the boxers are following that kind of recipe, which they shouldn't. But, hey, it is what it is.
That's a tough needle to thread. Being that kind of guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And be able to sell a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's footage of fans leaving the fight before the finish. And it was in his hometown, by the way.
Yikes.
Ooh. Yeah. Former boxer and the analyst of the fight, Tim Bradley, pulled out some coffee to, you know, kind of troll like, I'm going to need this.
I haven't been this bored since Pat Riley was coaching the Knicks.
I'm going to need this. And Shakur got mad at It Is What It Is podcast. That's what Cam and Mace.
No, you don't want that smoke.
You don't. He spent 3 hours on Twitter last night shooting at Mace in particular. He said Mace has had a failure of a rap career, which is not true. Mace walked away on top. Calls him a fake pastor. All right. I ain't gonna get all into that. He said Cam and Mace are not legends. That's a lie. My man is hurt. He's letting out right now. He's coping on Twitter.
Lashing out at others.
Yeah. This is what got him started. This is Cam and Mace in the sports show, It Is What It Is, reacting to the Shakur Stevenson fight. This is on Monday.
How did you guys feel about his performance, and who do you guys want to see him fight next?
I don't want to see Shakur fight. I'm just going to be honest. No disrespect to Newark, but I don't want to see Shakur fight nobody. I mean, it's like for him to be hanging out with Terrence Crawford and Andre Ward, there is absolutely no way that he's fighting the way he's fighting.
Somebody said on Instagram I was following, if I never see Shakur Stevenson fight again, that's too soon.
I don't know why it may sound like that.
Dude, it's so fascinating to listen to him talk.
It sounds like that.
Got like a New York accent, but talks at the pace of a Texan.
Just very slow. Like him. Seriously?
Yeah, so that was right there. That was a little piece that triggered Shakur Stevenson, and he went on his 3.5-hour Twitter rant and Instagram rant about these fools. So Cam and Mace wake up today, this morning, and it was brilliant trolling because the intro of their pod was those guys, Cam, Mace, and Stat, who kind of controls the show, all watching the rerun of the fight, Shakur's fight. They started off, you know, they got their clothes on, they're feeling good, and watching it, they got your popcorn and everything in there. By the time the fight is over with, they're laying down their sleep on the floor in different areas. Yeah, boy, they're trolling hard.
Oh, well done.
They're trolling hard. And then they responded like this. If you got kiddies in the car, there's a lot of cussing right here. I'm just saying.
I'm going to just keep it real. If we talking boxing, I got 3 knockouts in All-Star Weekend. So I got 100% knockout ratings on All-Star Weekend if we checking the records.
Listen, bro.
Racket.
I'm going to be honest with you. I see why they call you Shakur Twitterson. 4 hours of tweeting about me and Mace is wow. You boring. You boring. Everybody's seen it. We ain't the only ones who seen it. You boring. I thought I was rather polite about it. I thought it was cool. Asked Teofimo, you seen the fight? He said, hell no. Why the f*** would I watch that? It went 12, right? Yeah, I knew it went 12. Tim Bradley, he's announcing the fight. He says, I got my coffee ready. Round 3, he's like, about time to start drinking the coffee before I fall asleep. He ain't say the fall asleep part, but that's what he was referring to. Your grandfather's in your corner telling you to let your hands go. You won't let your mother hands go because you're scared to get hit. You want to swim without getting wet. It's just not going to happen. Now, what I will say, this is the most entertainment we've seen out of you in the last 2 years. This was kind of funny. This is the most entertainment we seen out of you in 2 years. Congratulations.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm keeping up with that saga. Good. I can't wait till Shakur Stevenson sees how they intro that pod today. I'm pretty sure that's going to make him pop his top. He's going to lose it.
Boxing is already on the doorstep of being boring. Any fight, you know? So to be that extreme boring that everybody's talking about you, I mean, in the UFC and the MMA, that dude will run up and like be like, hey, let's go, guys. We got to put on a show. It's not just about you trying to survive or outpoint the guy. This is entertainment. So, you know, maybe the promoter or something can propel him. But shoot it until you're getting beat. I mean, the boring fight, I get it.
Yeah, and Shakur Stevenson needs to chill out because at every fight, he's somewhere like trying to challenge somebody. Being real loud on the side of the ring, challenging. If your fights are this boring, you can't be challenging somebody. No, I think he was down there in Houston, and he's sending bottles to Tank Davis. Come on, let's sign this contract and do a fight.
You don't
want no Tank Davis, bro.
If you don't talk to me like that, I'm going to dodge your punches and clutch you for 45 minutes.
Shut up.
I'm going to dance around.
I'm going to dodge your punches for 45 minutes. Oh, my God. Somebody said they want to hear this again.
What did I say?
I'm not going to go over it.
I explained it to you.
I'm going to say goodbye to you, sir. And if you'd like to come back at the top of the hour, we'll take a damn listen to it. How about that? Or do you want to catch me outside?
Speaking of catch me outside, that hot Tui girl.
Yeah.
She made like 30K. We already watching her pockets.
Yeah.
We pocket watching the hot Tui girl.
That's all 30K?
She made 30K just at a club appearance. She's judging a bikini contest or something like that. That's just the start of it. Before I get out of here, here's the Iron Sheik. Oh. The originator.
Russia!
The Hakua.
Yeah. All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. When I say creek, I mean the body of water.
Not the natives trying to defend their land. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I holler.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, rim sesh coming up at 6:20. It's a very busy day in the association, and the Mavs are once again the centerpiece. Isn't this a glorious time to be a Mavs fan? I mean, they got to the finals, and they didn't decide to rebuild. They actually made it better. It's so good now that Mark's gone. Okay, we'll have a rim session coming up at 6:20. What are we doing next, Woolchuck?
Let's go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Our analytics ruining the sport, and we've got some new things to eat in Arlington at the All-Star Game and Nerd Derby. Do that next in the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.